You ready to create more commitment? I went from consuming all the podcasts, listening to all the books, and signing up for all the free resources to figuring out how to actually create results. I'm Kayla Celeste, and you're listening to the Daily Steps Toward Success podcast. Let's get started. Today, we're going to be talking about failing ahead of time. So you will know if this is happening if your brain is keeping you from taking action because it's telling you that this won't work, this might happen, this thing might not work out, it has a problem that it can't solve, but it's kind of like a problem we don't have yet. And so what this can kind of look like is you looking at your goal and you deciding like it's not going to work. Or maybe you want to take an action toward your goal. So maybe you're wanting to grow your business and you have an idea of how to do that. And your brain's like, no, that thing won't work. This is failing ahead of time. Where we're telling ourselves that these things won't work, or we won't know how to solve something. So we might know like step one, step two, step three, step four, but step five, we're stuck on. We have no idea how to move past it. And so we don't take the actions of step one, step two, step three, and step four. We're just like, oh, we're going to get stuck. We're not going to be able to do it. It's not going to work. And so then we don't take the action. The reason that the brain does this is because it's a great plan to get you to not take the action. As we know, when the brain thinks about you achieving your goal, it's like, that's a bad idea. We shouldn't do that because it's going to be new. It's going to be different. It's going to be scary. And so it's trying to convince you to not take the action. Well, a really great way to get you to not take the action is telling you that it's not going to work and there's not going to be a point to take those actions anyway. So what we want to look at is balancing this with an actual failure or an actual problem. And so what that can look like is I try to grow my business and I use that idea and then I got these results so that you can actually learn from it. Because when we tell ourselves that it's not going to work and then we don't take the action, we have no data. We have nothing new. We don't have anything to go off of. But let's say that it really didn't work. Like you did this new idea. You signed zero clients. You grew your business. You didn't get any customers. You would have the data. You would have the information. You would be able to take that and then go out there and learn from it and actually still achieve the result that you want. But when we fail ahead of time, we get no data. We don't have any information. We don't have anything to go off of. And so we end up staying exactly where we're at. Now, if your brain is also telling you like, well, we know how to do the first couple steps and then we don't know how to do that, so we might as well just stop here. I want you to think about the person that has took step one, step two, step three, and step four. The person that has completed step four knows way more information, has took more steps, is a different person than the person that you are now, which means that you at step zero might not know how to solve step five. When you get to step four, the chances of you knowing how to solve step five are so much higher. So what you want to do is you want to go as far as you can. And then when you run up to an actual problem, you will likely know some way to solve it because you're closer to it and it's actually happening instead of when we're just in our head and we don't actually have a problem. So we don't actually know how to solve it. And we don't have all that information we gain from taking those first initial steps. Your brain always has a good reason as to why it's not taking action toward your goals. It actually wants to keep you alive, which means it has come up with these strategies to actually make that happen. But unfortunately, those same strategies don't work for changing, creating something new, or achieving your goal. So if you want to learn about the strategies that your brain is actually using right now, then you want to get instant access to this video because we're going to talk about like, what is your brain naturally wired to do, how it's not really working for you, and how you can actually start to change that and improve it and make progress so that your brain is more wired to help you take action and achieve your goals. Go to successbykayla.com to sign up and get instant access to that video. And then you're also going to be on my email list. So get ready for some really great emails that are going to help you take action toward your goals now.